Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump addressed his party's convention in the city of Milwaukee Thursday night, just 5 days after surviving an assassination attempt.
I'm not supposed to be here tonight. Not supposed to be here.
Yes, you are! Yes, you are!
Yeah. Thank you. But I'm not. And I'll tell you, I stand before you in this arena only by the grace of Almighty God.
Trump earlier paid tribute to a 50-year-old man killed during the shooting, and he said he believes two others wounded are going to be okay. His speech comes as there is a renewed push from top Democrats to get President Joe Biden to end his reelection bid. We get more on that part of the story from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Sources say former President Obama has privately expressed concerns to Democrats about his former running mate's campaign, and ex-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has privately warned the president Democrats might not win the House if he stays in. Congress's top two Democrats have also shown concerns.
Democrats are in a dark place.
And strategist Nathan Daschle says they cannot unite with the president atop the ticket. The Biden campaign rejects reports the president may be softening to the idea of leaving the race. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Television news channels in Bangladesh were off the air and telecommunications widely disrupted on Friday amid violent student protests against quotas for government jobs in which nearly two dozen people have been killed this week. There was no immediate word from the government. This is VOA News. Court officials say closing arguments in the espionage trial of U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich will be held Friday as the proceedings picked up speed in a case that has seen the reporter held in pretrial custody for more than a year. We get more on this story from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
A U.S. journalist has appeared at a second trial in Russia for espionage charges, while talks of a prisoner exchange between Russia and the U.S. go on behind the scenes. Gershkovich is accused of gathering information for the U.S. while on a reporting trip in Yekaterinburg, where he was arrested. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Moscow and Washington's intelligence services are discussing an exchange involving Gershkovich, according to Russian state news agency TASS. Russia has previously signaled the possibility of a swap involving Gershkovich, but it says a verdict, which could take months, would have to come first. Even after a verdict, any release could still take months or years. I'm Karen Chamas.
Britain let down its citizens by leaving the nation ill-prepared for the COVID-19 pandemic. That's what a public inquiry concluded in a scathing report released Thursday. We get more from Reuters correspondent Emma Gill.
Former Judge Heather Hallett served as the inquiry chair.
In 2019, it was widely believed in the United Kingdom and abroad that the UK was not only properly prepared, but was one of the best prepared countries in the world to respond to a pandemic. This belief was dangerously mistaken.
Meanwhile, the nation's finances are still suffering. Hallett's report found there was a lack of adequate leadership with groupthink clouding expert advice.
That's Reuters correspondent Emma Gill reporting. Officials in the Central African Republic say at least 300 rebels have dropped their weapons in the past month in an operation jointly organized by the United Nations peacekeeping forces and government troops. Moki Edwin Kenzika reports from neighboring Cameroon.
CAR officials say the rebels who have dropped their weapons since June 10 belong to the Coalition des Patriotes pour le Changement, whose name translates into English as the Coalition of Patriots for Change, or CPC. The CAR government sees the CPC as a coalition of six rebel groups created in 2020 to disrupt the country's presidential and legislative elections in December of that year. Moki Edwin Kinzika, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
A Kenyan court has suspended a police ban on protests in the capital. The High Court said Thursday that citizens have a right to demonstrate peacefully. Police had barred protests in Nairobi indefinitely before the court decision. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.